Do you remember the Muppets? Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Gonzo, Monster. I love that dude. When I was 6 years old, I suffered a little micro-trauma. I found out they weren't real. In 1990, their creator, Jim Henson, he had died suddenly. And there was this, I know, I did the same thing. So on 60 Minutes or something, there was this documentary, The Man Behind the Muppets, you know, right after he had died. And they had shots of him, you know, because there's a stage, and they had shots of him underneath it, holding up these puppets and even doing the voices and stuff. And I was watching this, and I was like, I've been fooled. You know, because when you're little, you think they're real. You do. You think they're real. And then you just see that it's just these hands controlling them. I've been fooled. It was just a stage. The curtain had been pulled back, and they were just Muppets. When many people in the world and even many people in the church hear the Beatitudes, they think those are nice ideals, but that's not how it works in the real world. Not how it works in the real world. Things are different here. Jesus giving the Beatitudes is pulling back the curtain. He's saying, no, you've been fooled. This is not the true world, this fallen world. This fallen world in which we live is exactly that. It's fallen, which means it's a stage of lies. The true world, how things really are, is how God had created them to be, which we had fallen from, and Jesus came to bring us back to. The true world is the kingdom of God. This is a stage of lies. The true world is the kingdom of God. And the way into that kingdom is Jesus himself. He is the way, the only truth, the only life. And in the Beatitudes, he's painting a self-portrait. Everything he's describing here is he's describing who he is and who we are meant to be as well. How this was heard, these Beatitudes, by both the Jewish ears who heard them and even the pagan ears who heard it proclaimed from the Gospel of Matthew. The Jewish ears, they hear this great teacher going up the mountain and giving this new law that to their ears and what they're seeing is that here is someone who is this new Moses. He's leading them into this new exodus, into the new promised land. That he's going up a mountain as Moses did, but he's giving a law now, which is different from the old law, the Ten Commandments. The old law, which is something that's meant to protect us from going down into Egypt, down into hell, eternal death. And it's minimalist in that way. This is the minimum of what you have to do. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Why? Because it'll keep you from going down into Egypt, back down there where you came from. But Jesus isn't pointing down here. He's pointing instead up to the life that we're meant for as well. And he's giving this new law, which is inscribed now, not on stone, but instead on flesh, on the human heart. He's pointing to the kingdom of God that we were created for. not the kingdom of lies which we're being saved from. We need both, but he's pointing up here. And to the pagan ears who hear this, who heard the gospel of Matthew proclaimed, they'd hear, blessed, blessed, the Greek, Makarios. When the pagans heard that, when they heard Makarios again and again, Makarios, Makarios, which means blessed. They never spoke of anyone, the pagan Greeks, as Makarios, except for the gods. Makarios means divinely blessed, godlike, as they're gods. Why? Because they're immortal. And so here's what the pagans are hearing. They're hearing Jesus say, how godlike are you when you are mourning? How godlike are you when you are poor in spirit? How divinely happy and godlike you are when you are meek? Think about how do you process that in the mind? They're like, you're saying you're godlike in this way? This, though, is what Jesus is pointing up to. That the true world that we're created for is one in which we share with God, that we become like God. It's deification, that we become like God, one with him. Just to choose one of the Beatitudes, Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. Remember here, Jesus is describing himself. What does he mean by meek? Does he mean like weak and cowering like a beaten dog, that every time you come near it, it sort of cowers away? What does he mean by meek? In Rome is the Trevi Fountain. And on each side of the fountain, there's a horse and a trainer, a rider. On one side, you have a horse which is rearing up on its back legs, and you see the man who's trying to pull down the reins, but the horse is going crazy. He's uncontrollable. And on the other side of the fountain is the trainer and the horse. And they're calm. They're facing the same direction. And you see they're both poised. This trained horse is the horse that is meek. It's the horse now whose will is in a real sense one with its masters, such that it becomes very responsive if that rider is upon his horse. Even the smallest little movement, the horse now is responsive to it because it trusts the trainer. And there's a power in this horse now, this meek horse. There's a power in it that it did not have before. Its will, this animal will, hasn't been crushed, but it's in such communion now with the will of its trainer that it has the power, in a sense, of a human will acting within it. This horse now has a greater power than it ever had on its own acting within it because it's in communion with the will of its trainer. And so it is with us and God, that when we are meek, that we have a greater power than even our human will within us, because our will is not crushed and stamped on the ground. Instead, our human will is one now that it is in such communion with God because of a trust with him that it's so responsive to even the smallest thing, the smallest movement. You're riding a horse and just flick of the wrist, turn right. Flick of the wrist, turn left. That this is the meekness of heart that is spoken of. And those who are meek will inherit the land, they will inherit the earth. Because, of course, the world on this false stage has the idea that in order to be, that meekness is foolishness. Because I have to assert my will over others. And this becomes the whole drama of fallen humanity. One strong man or one people asserting their will against the others, thinking that this is the whole great battle. And whoever can assert their will against the others, they are the ones who will inherit the earth. Fools. Because the real battle is not between me and somebody else and their will. It never is. The true battle is between my will and the will of God. Always. That's where the real battle takes place. Because if the will of God is able to be alive within me, well, that's something else altogether. I've told you before, one of the greatest books written is He Leadeth Me by Father Walter Chizik, writing about his experience as a priest in Soviet Russia, where he was kidnapped, he was put into solitary confinement, and I'll give you a huge spoiler, because it's right at the high point of the book, is he's brought in, because he's kept in solitary, and he's brought into these interrogations where they're trying to get him to commit, where they're trying to get him to admit to a crime he, of course, never committed. And the charges are so absurd, he thought, they'll never break me, because he's a strong man, physically and in his will, Walter Chizik is. They'll never break him. Well, they broke him. And in the immediate aftermath, he is a completely crushed man. He's in the depths of despair. But in that crushed despair, God's grace is able to enter. And he unites his will with God's. And what happens after that? You see a man who is meek and a man who is powerful. It's incredible. It's incredible. The Soviet communists really believed that they would inherit the earth. It's baked into their philosophy. It is. And they would methodically go and crush the will of anyone who would oppose them, or even anyone just to show that they could. But to try and crush the will of God, good luck. Good luck. For when you pull back the curtain, any strong man, the Soviet communists, the global capitalists, choose any strong man through history, the Roman Empire. When you pull back the curtain, do you know what you see? If you're seeing him truly, a bunch of Muppets. A bunch of Muppets who are controlled as we are. If we're like them, if we're controlled by the three great evils of the flesh, the world, or the devil. But blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Because God calls us not to be Muppets, but to be his sons and daughters, whose will and heart is so in communion and united with God the Father's that we shall be divinely blessed. Makarios. That would be filled with all of his life and all of his power. And that as sons and daughters, we will inherit his kingdom.